And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Loyal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a couple of great guys here, Bill DePriest and Mike Vaughn from the PCS show, and we're going to be talking some serious fishing here and an incredible show coming up this week, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hanging out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I can think of to get the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Today is going to be a cool day. Talking about a great show, man. I'm pumped. Today's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you know what's so cool is both these guys are so fishy, too. We're talking about fishing and all that stuff. We haven't even talked about show, really,
yeah.
So, because we're talking about fishing.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, no doubt.
Bill DePriest, Mike Vaughn, good morning.
What's up, boys?
Welcome.
Morning.
Great to have both of you guys. And so there's some show coming up this Thursday up in Costa Mesa, right, Bill? Can you tell us about that?
The show opens Thursday at noon. Thursday through Sunday,
and it's at the Orange County Fairgrounds, right?
Yeah, they call it the OC Fair and Event Center now.
The OC Fair and Event Center. And so this show has been around 15 years, is that right?
We are 14 years into it. We had one off year in 2021.
Okay.
That was the only year we didn't produce.
Yeah, because of this COVID.
The main.
Yeah, that was the, you know, 2020, we were able to get the show done right before that hit.
Right.
And then last year, we were able to produce a wonderful show, but 2021, the fairgrounds wasn't even open.
Yeah, sure. So this year, something happened, and you just like it, like you took like a super pill or something like that, and made this show grow from how many buildings to how many buildings?
So we started the show in one small building, and we worked our way up to the largest building at the fairgrounds, which we were super excited about. But we've always kept the show very pure, so we've always kept fishing brands and not a lot of the filler stuff. So that's why it stayed in one building. Last year, we were the only show to produce and give these people a venue to sell their products. And we grew into three halls at that point. And when we were done, we had such a great show. The halls were full. The vendors were happy. And we went ahead and rented the entire fairgrounds.
Jeez.
Within a week of closing down the show. And we knew there was an awesome opportunity with the support we felt.
That's got to be a big bite to take, though, right? I mean, like, you took over the entire fairgrounds.
Yeah, there's seven halls and the entire main mall area, so it is a giant show. It's like going to the Orange County Fair, but for fishing.
That's so rad.
And correct me from putting the spots together for you, 216,000 square feet, is that right?
Yeah, 217.
217, yeah. Okay.
There's 1,000 square feet with a restroom.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and kind of a little bit of everything related to fishing, right?
Yeah,
at first it was just strictly kind of a saltwater deal.
It was strictly saltwater, and it was really more based on just the private boater. This year we've had such support from the sport boat landings. We have everybody from H&M up through Santa Barbara. So we've brought that into a large aspect of the show, and we brought in the freshwater fishing with the bass fishing and the trout. And, you know, guys like Santa Ana River Lakes, guys like Max up in Bishop and Bishop Chamber of Commerce. And,
nice.
You know, we've got kind of everybody from a beginner fisherman all the way up through the expert. So,
yeah. No, it's and Mike, you've been working with Bill, putting all this stuff together. What's it like? I mean, what's it like putting a show like this together?
Oh, you
especially
know,
at this level.
Well, yeah. When Bill made the decision last year to move into all the buildings, we went up there and did a site inspection. And we walked into a couple of these big open venues that are like kind of dingy and dark, no lights are on. And he slapped me on the elbow and he's like, "You think we can pull this off? You think you can sell this?" I can bring in a couple more guys. I'm like, no, I got this. We got this, right? And
because we're talking, I mean,
humongous.
If you didn't go last year, you're used to in the beginning of the days, over double the size. I mean,
yeah,
well over double. Like it's huge. Yeah. And it's the entire fairground.
And you pulled it off.
We pulled it off.
Well, the neat part is that we not only pulled it off, but every spot in the entire venue is sold.
Every single
one. So we went back, Mike and I went back there two or three times in the last few weeks and remeasured areas and made adjustments and were able to fit a couple more because we've had this wait list.
This guy's dying to get in.
Yeah, there's
please
a wait
let
list.
Me get in here. Come on, you gotta figure out, gotta get me in.
Yeah, and they're industry guys. They're brands that belong in the show, and if there's any way to fit them, we fit them.
That's so rad.
Yeah. So is it pretty much everybody in the biz going to be there?
You know, if you named any brand that you loved in sport fishing, they're at the show. And if you name any local tackle store that you really, you know, believe in this area and you love, they're there as well. And apparel brands and travel from the Amazon up through the Yukon.
Wow.
It's something for everybody. And the boating side, you know, you have the small inflatables and aluminums all the way up through a Valhalla that's, you know, made by Viking, the top of the line center consoles and big engines and Seakeeper and Man engines and Northern Lights generators. You know, it's just everything for our industry.
You're in the heart of, you know, yacht, private boat area in Orange County. I mean, all that's covered. But like you said, in addition to that, it's a, you know, it's a power bait catching a trout on the weekend. It's a long range hardcore guy. It's a local sport boat. I mean, it's everything. It's a mega yacht to a little skiff.
Right, and our seminars reflect that as well.
How many seminars?
Well, there's a whole bunch of seminars, but what we have done is in the past we do very in depth seminars with panels of guys. So right. Our stuff is.
It's always kind of been the PCS specialty.
Yeah, it's not a fly-by deal. It's not a sit and rest your legs. It's actually there are skippers that run boats for a living sitting in the crowd listening to these guys talk. So we have everything from, you know, the Marlon Mead that talks about trout fishing up in Mammoth to, you know, the guru of swordfish, Steve Lasley, getting up there on Friday at 5 o'clock or Saturday at 5 o'clock. It's across the board.
Wow. Now, you have some amazing seminars across the board on bluefin tuna too. Brandon Hayward and notable guys like that, the Captain's Concept guys.
Yeah, long range skippers, Andy Cates, Bill Kavanaugh, Dwayne Diego on Pinnacle.
Oh my God!
It's everybody. Yeah, really is. Yeah, we're extremely proud and thankful. It's pretty awesome.
And how many stages?
We have two stages. One is super packed with seminars, one after another. The other one is more of our private boat side. That's a little more spaced out and a little longer seminars.
Okay, now you, with your Pacific Bill Charters, caught a lot of swordfish and a lot of big bluefin tuna. Is Bill going to have time to do something?
No, you know, I'm going to be very truthful about that. I would love to get on stage and talk about sword fishing. I am a terrible public speaker. That's the only reason why I'm not on the stage is you don't want to hear me talk. If you talk to me one-on-one,
I think you're doing pretty well right now.
That's fine.
Give you as much information as you want if you meet me in person, but being on a stage with all those people looking at me just doesn't work.
When you were doing you've sold your Pacific Bill charter business and you're not doing that anymore.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. You're a little busy doing other stuff.
The show has grown so large it is beyond with the magazine as well. It's just too much.
So what attracted you to swordfish, bluefin? What's the buzz for you?
So for me, when I started at the magazine in 2002, we started a travel deal and we started just traveling all over the world and learning this stuff. And we spent a lot of time in Fort Lauderdale in 2003, 4, and 5, flying back and forth when JetBlue had the $99 round trip, and we learned the swordfish fishery. And over the years, you know, we went and did the North Carolina thing for bluefin, and we just kept taking different things and learning about them. And when we brought the swordfish thing back in 2004, started deep drop, and we did 20 trips in one season, and there was just a large problem with giant squid eating the baits.
Really?
And, you know, I had a day where we called in the Leslie Ann. My buddy gyroed up, I think, 3 or 4 swords we had stuck right in front of us. It was amazing sword fishing. And we finally hooked one that pulled the hook about halfway up. It didn't fight much. It pulled the hook, and I said, oh, it's got to be some little shark or something. And I went back to – we had been all nighttime fishing in Lauderdale, and my buddy started doing the deep drop during the day. And we flew back, and I caught my first one, was 300 pounds. And that fish did the exact same thing. It swam right up to the thermocline, did nothing, and then it started pulling. So we kind of figured out we had hooked one. But the giant squid thing, you know, you got your bait down to the zone, and within 15, 20 seconds, your squid was gone.
Yeah. And so when they're around, forget about it.
Yeah. These guys haven't really experienced it. The newer guys that are doing this, they don't really know. But what we did is we played around with artificial baits and stuffing giant squid up in artificial squids. And I think there's something to be had for that, but when Chugi started doing the research on doing the buoy gear, he flew back and fished with the guy that taught me back in Florida and learned that stuff, and we saw these guys were catching them. We figured out that those squid have to be gone, and we went out and started doing it, and first trip we pulled the hook on one. 2 trips later, Dad and I had 3 by 1 o'clock, so that was
crazy.
That was a gnarly day.
That's cool. Yeah, that's
the wind came up by 1, or we'd have had a lot more. We were on a big school.
At the PCS show, how many different seminars are you going to be doing, and who's going to be doing swordfish seminars? Because that seems kind of be
such a swordfish. Hot topic.
Yeah, swordfish, we've actually pared it down to one special evening. So okay. 5 o'clock on Saturday, it's Steve Lasley, it's Dylan Reed from The Bite, and it is Daly, who's a guy out of Oceanside, that he's been on them real good. So those three together, you know, Steve will cover the migrations, conditions, and the surface techniques, and then those guys will get into the deep drop stuff. So that one's going to be extremely special. Friday night at 5, Steve Lasley is going to be on the stage with Anthony Shea. He's going to be flying in with him.
No kidding.
We're doing, we're doing the Bad Company World Tour seminar.
Wow.
They're going to talk about the boats being all over. I mean, he's in Brazil right now catching big blue marlin. So the stories that these guys are going to have to tell is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then we've got the giant bluefin. So what we decided this year is we want to see these younger captains get on the stage and get out there in front of the public, because these are the guys that are out daily catching these fish. Dwayne and Brandon are wonderful guys. They kick butt, but they taught these guys. And they're catching as many fish or more than these guys now. So we have 2 days that Brandon's crew on The Bite are doing the bluefin seminar, and 2 days that Dwayne's captains are doing.
That's cool.
So we've kind of getting 2 completely different aspects of how they catch them. And then we're doing, we have our regular inshore bass stuff, which is Eric Landisfine, Benny Florentino, Bobby Martinez. And then we do some cool island stuff on that stage, which is Chris Smith. A lot of people may not know who he is. He commercial fishes, and he's starting up his charter stuff. The guy catches a ton of sea bass, ton of yellows. Christian Sikas from Sikas Sport Fishing.
Sure, we've had Christian on the show here.
And Jeff Marklin.
Wow.
So that one's going to be really cool. Wes Pearson from The Bite's going to be involved in that one as
Wes
well.
Wes the man.
So, yeah we are going to – that one's going to knock some people's socks off. And then you go over –
Holy mackerel. Now, is that a panel or is that just –
That's one panel.
One panel.
Yeah. All right.
What we do is we bring together a bunch of different personalities, a bunch of different names to be able to really give an encompassing seminar. Instead of one person's venue, you know, one person's view, it really everyone has something to say, and they kind of bounce off of each other. It makes for a great seminar.
Yeah. So is there a place online that we can see a schedule of these seminars?
Yeah. If you go to sportfishingfestival.com, we have a photograph.
Sportfishingfestival.com.
Yep. We have a photograph of all of our guys, and we have the full seminar schedule. Like I said, that other stage that's in the OC Promenade, that stage, it has so many guys. It has the Captain's Concepts guys. It's got the Long Range guys, Andy Cates, Bill Kavanaugh. It's got Butch Brown. Todd Klein. I mean, we've got everything.
Matty Wong.
Yeah.
Rob Flotta, the SoCal big striper guy.
Wow.
Ted and Matson is going to be
there.
Yeah,
it's a ridiculous list.
How cool, you guys. That's all. And what a task putting that much talent together. Like, I just can't
imagine.
That's
impressive.
That's everybody.
Well, and we appreciate so much that all of them would come out and support our show. So
yeah.
That's cool.
Now, in addition to that, Mike, you have worked hard to fill a lot of booth space. So what kind of booths are we looking at? What kind of vendors are we seeing?
Yeah, and what kind of things are you really proud of having at that show?
Fisherman's Landing.
Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
It's just everything you can imagine. It's guys, you know.
Get right up to that, Mike.
I think what we're most proud of is all of the different brands. There's so many of these guys that are like entrepreneurs, influencers, you know, like living the American dream. And, you know, I don't want to try and name them all, but like Dark Seas and Kicker Fishing and Kevin Nakata, all these guys are supporting it and coming out, and they all have their own brands and their own little business models. And they're just, you know, from like the Bishop area Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
We've got Matt's Sporting Goods. We've got...
I think one of the cool things is, obviously, we have all of the big brands, the Seekers, the CalStars, the Daiwas, the Shimanos, the Penreels. We've got all of that. But what really is exciting is to bring all of these smaller 10x10s.
Totally.
That are guys who have a single brand, like California Flyer. He has one special lure that has been influential in our industry. And like you said, the clothing brands and stuff like that. You know, the big brands are there, but it is so neat that every other 10x10 is going to be something special that you may not have seen before.
Yeah, and a lot of them, it's going to be their first show.
And guys traveling from out of state. We've got a bunch of new jigging companies coming in from Florida that are making that slow pitch stuff that's really exciting.
Yeah.
There's just some really different things. I think our show has, you know, word has gotten out so well across the country that, you know, one of my kids' best friends growing up, his mom is the manager of the Hilton right over there, and that was our preferred hotel. I could not believe how many hotel rooms they booked. They booked a couple hundred hotel rooms, which tells me that's that many people from out of the area coming in. It's wild. It is going to be one heck of a meetup.
I can't wait, man.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. As you can hear, great show today. We have a lot to talk about. We haven't even ventured into the knowledge that these guys have about fishing, sharing with you what's going on.
Yeah, it's
going
to be a great time. So much to cover, so much interest, and we want to hear from you, man. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones, or shoot us a text. Text the show option become hugely popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. Already had a bunch of great texts rolling through, and the only way to text your question into Let's Talk Hookup is through that Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Talk about it all the time. Such an easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the archive shows, listen on your drive home from work. It's a lot of fun. And the only way to text in your questions to Mike and Bill, if you got a question today, just fire up the app, and the first thing you'll see is the text the show option. Make sure, too, that you include your contact info when you do, because we're giving away a great price. prize to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today, and that is a family four-pack of tickets to get to go enjoy the PCS show in Costa Mesa starting this Thursday. You, three buds, the whole fam, you got four tickets coming your way.
Both caller and texter.
Hey, right
so
on.
Four for a caller. Four
oh, cool. Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So, again, if you want to get your opportunity to come check out the show on Bill and Mike, it's happening, 213-432-1090, or shoot us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. One lucky winner from each caller and texter at the end of the show. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
The all-new, bigger, and better 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show is March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Tackle, fishing resorts, fishing boats, and amazing seminars. March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our first ever booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the all-new saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time already this morning. And man, it's just so, this show has gotten so broad, meaning the PCS show, in it's hard to think about all the things to cover. Because like you said, the freshwater part of it wasn't even hardly there in years past. And now it's bass boats and big swim bait guys and all the, I don't want to call it the regular stuff, but all of the Berkeley and everything in between. And like, there's damn near an entire show's worth of stuff just in freshwater, and that was like a segment that wasn't even there in years past. You guys really did it, man. This is really cool.
Yeah, brand new on that side for sure. There's a ton of vendors that it's their first time. You know, there's the guys that have been with us forever, same way like on the seminar stage. You know, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, he's going to be up every single day on the OC Promenade stage starting us off. I mean, that's a staple that's been with us since day one. you know, we have that, but we also have all the new stuff. So
yeah.
It's just a really good blend.
And everything to see in saltwater. I mean, always the focus before was saltwater, and it still probably is, right? Because that's kind of all of our focus, really.
Yeah, I would say that you know, the show is probably 70% saltwater, 30% freshwater.
Oh, there's that much freshwater.
Yeah, there's a lot of the brands.
Okay.
Yeah, we've really put together some cool stuff, and there's some tackle shops that are more focused on that as well.
Well, like Max, something Bishop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Performance Tackle.
Tackle Express is bringing a lot of freshwater stuff, a lot of that bass swim bait stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, there's going to be a great mix.
Yeah. How many tackle dealers?
A lot.
You want to buy tackle, there's going to be.
So what we did is we tried to separate out the buildings pretty evenly. So if you come in the fairgrounds, it's the shape of a horseshoe. So if you come in and make a right, you're going to bump right into Fisherman's Landing Tackle. It's the first one you're going to bump into. Then you have Ken's Custom Reels, and you have Tackle Express. You go over into Anaheim, and you're going to have...
Anaheim's the name of the next hall.
The next building, yeah. After you pass through the OC Promenade, which is mostly larger boats. Then you have Performance Tackle, and you've got Max in there. And then you go into the hangar, and you've got Long Beach Fishing Supplies, Arcadia Tackle, and there's a bunch of other guys with spreader bars and stuff. Costa Mesa has Ketchum Tackle, Island Tackle, Melton Tackle. And then you pass through the Santa Ana Pavilion, which has a ton more fishing stuff, and you get into the Turner's and Fisherman's Access in Brea. So we just have spread it out to where there is a great buying experience in every building. If you guys are planning on buying tackle this year, I would save your money and I'd bring it next week.
No doubt. I mean, it'll for sure be, you know, I mean, it's as good of an opportunity as we have throughout the entire year. I can only speak for Fisherman's Landing Tackle as a retailer on that side of it. And, you know, we bring everything that's major in saltwater fishing, we are going to have on sale. Like you say, it's
everything
the best,
on sale.
It's the best. It's the best opportunity if you're. You know, and I know that we're just one of many booths there. I mean, like, but yeah, it'll be our best opportunity to buy rod, reel, flick, spectra, fluorocarbon hooks, yeah. Jigs, all that stuff. Everything that's right for our saltwater fishing, we're bringing. And I know all the other retailers will be doing the same.
And Turner's Outdoors, another one of our great sponsors here. They're going to have another giant booth there.
Yeah, Turner's last year was 40 by 80. This year they are 40 by 160. I think it's 6,000 square feet. That's like almost half a building.
Oh, my.
Yeah, last year they came in. They had never been to our show. They came in with a couple crash registers and you know, a group of employees. And after the first day, they had to go back to the shop, get extra cash registers, hire more people.
That's so rad.
Yeah, it was out of control.
Unbelievable.
It was pretty cool.
Another great sponsor, Seaguar Fluorocarbon, will be there.
They are there.
And
yeah.
They're gonna. I'm sure they're going to have deals at a lot of the tackle dealers, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure about Fisherman's Line Tackle, but I know.
I'll tell you exactly what. Fisherman's Line Tackle, we're going to have buy two, get one free.
Buy two, get one free on Seaguar Fluorocarbon. Yeah. All right.
I mean, talk about a thing that you know you're going to use throughout the year. I always think that's like one of those things that you buy at a show because, you know, you're going to use that all season long, no matter what it is you're doing, local fishing, inshore fishing, big tuna fishing. And, you know, why would you not get a free one just because you're at PCS? You just buy to get one free.
Shimano will be there. I know Shimano doesn't normally go on sale, but they're going to have a big booth at the show, right?
They do have a large booth.
Yeah, we're excited
to have them.
And I know... A lot of the tackle dealers will have Shimano on sale. Can't really talk about it. But
you don't know anything about that?
How about Kamikatsu? We can talk about Kamikatsu. They're going to be there, and I know they have a buy two, get one free, too, at many of the dealers. So a lot of great stuff. And then you have boats. I mean, you know,
boats,
like everywhere. I know H&H Marine will be there with all their great fishing boats, and then West Coast Marine be there with their Parker boats.
That's right. They are one of our original dealers.
Yeah.
You know, that's been in the show.
Well,
forever.
Kevin was an icon at the show.
So there will be something special at the stage in Huntington about Kevin, and then
that's cool.
We also have
and his nephew is now running the show.
Yeah, Nick, who's a wonderful person.
He's
but,
a great
you know,
guy.
Kevin is the reason why a lot of these guys with these four-pack boats were able to get their boats and get
Absolutely.
Going.
Absolutely.
You know, I have a special page that I ran in the magazine that has quotes from all these guys about what he did for us.
That's cool.
And that's going to be
I
blown
remember
up
that
by
tribute
the stage.
You did in the magazine.
Yeah, that's going to be blown up next really to the cool. stage. We just want to make sure people know that, you know, he will never be forgotten. So.
No, that's for sure. He was always a...
We're also on the OC Promenade stage where Dave's kicking us off every day. We're going to have something special for Don Hansen as well.
Uh-oh.
Another...
legend in our industry.
Cool. Yeah. Good job, guys.
And Dana Wharf, Sport Fishing, is going to be
they
there.
They will be there as well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They will be there as well.
I'm sure all the guys will
Everyone.
Be there, too. Hey, you want to get through 213-432-1090, open right now. You want to get through, there is your chance to get through and to have a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets.
Yeah, also don't forget, send us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app, and that's what we're going to get started off this morning. A fun text came through. It says, hi, Bill, my husband's taking me to the show, and I want... I'm hoping to know what vendors you might have that have women-specific gear. Also, my husband wants to know when his royalty check comes in for getting the photos for your charter ad. That's from Stephen Tustin.
Ah, how's it going? Yeah, there will be a ton of women stuff there. We have Anglerettes. We have a new one called Slip Skin Surf Skins. It's actually a wetsuit type thing for women that surf fish. There will be a ton of women's stuff. There are almost all of these clothing brands now, which we have a lot at the show, are making women's stuff now.
It's amazing.
So
how
there
that,
will be
that,
plenty.
That
I know APCO's got a big expanded women's line, and continuing to add to. And I know APCO's not only going to be there with their main booth, but several retail booths as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got
a funny story about APCO women's clothing. So my wife, Lolly, doesn't like having clothing with fish on it. I she likes the fish, she likes to fly fish, but she's just not that person that wears fishing clothing. So I got her, before I went to Patagonia, I got her one of the new AFCO performance shirts to take on the trip. Her favorite shirt.
Yeah, totally.
Number one, absolutely. Yeah, because they're made well. They're made for what they are.
Everything
shirt.
Those guys do is so killer.
I think also another cool thing to bring up, the sport fishing industry, especially owners of businesses and stuff, has been a very man-dominated industry.
Yeah.
And we have some amazing women-owned businesses with Valerie at Queen Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
With Anglerettes.
And Valerie's going to be there.
Absolutely. She's there every year. She's a great family friend.
Yeah.
The Anglerettes is owned by a woman, and also Orchid, the one that does Baja fishing and hunting convoys. To have some of these strong women in the industry running businesses is pretty darn cool.
Have you been to Queen Charlotte?
I have. I took my whole family up there.
The place is awesome,
isn't
it?
It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, is there a more beautiful place in the world than that area there?
It is gorgeous. And that ride in the morning to the grounds through the narrows there, that's just unforgettable.
It's stunning.
It's special.
Yeah. Also, another stunning place, Katmai Lodge.
Yeah,
Carmel and Bob
there.
Will be there, right?
Oh, right, they will be there.
This is their first time at the show, right?
They came years and years ago, I think when they first took it over, but we have not seen them since, so this is special to have them back.
Yeah, no, they're great people.
Absolutely.
And Ricky and I love that place.
Well, I think that's some of our we had been on that February weekend for so long, and it's a holiday weekend. It was the Miami Boat Show. We had so many brands and so many people that wanted to join us, and it just didn't fit the schedule. And, this year, that was the weekend that they had available for us to take the whole fairgrounds, was that first week in March, and it just... it's given these people an opportunity to join us that have wanted to forever. So
it's just perfect, too, because, you can feel... when we look outside right now, the boats, the entire fleet is at the dock right now, which is unique that the entire fleet is doing maintenance at the same time. And, it never really used to look like that because with years past, you'd kind of hang things up October, November, and then the boats wouldn't really have to be ready until June. Well, the last few years, fishing starts in March now. I mean, it's different than it has been. The bluefin fishing is so good that everybody is scrambling to get all their maintenance done, and you see every boat is doing it at the same time. Used to be, one boat do it here or there. There'd be a blue tarp on that one. These guys are going on vacation. Now everybody is grinding
because,
the fishing season is right around the corner, and here's the big show days before the fishing season likely is just going to get rolling. It's just the timing is just right.
Plus, it blew pretty hard last night. I don't think anybody wanted to be gone.
No, not right now.
That's for sure. I couldn't believe the tarps were all still there
this
morning.
Oh, man, I was blown away.
And what is it, a week or two after our show is Day at the Docks as well down here.
That's right.
That's really exciting.
On March 19th.
Yeah. That's right.
So,
that's super cool.
First
to see
time
that
in
back.
3 years?
Yeah.
That's fun to see that back.
Yes. Exciting. A lot of good stuff. I can't imagine the guys bringing up the Royal Polaris right now. Hopefully they don't get this weather. because they're on their way back.
Yeah. Or just stay tight to the beach, man.
Yeah, stay for sure. Tight. Hopefully be down and gone before they... Hey, another great text here from John in West Hills. Congrats on the success of PCS show. You have separated yourselves and other, from other shows by getting the best of the best in our fishing at the local waters to participate. Congrats on all your success.
Wow, thank you very much.
Yeah, and that's true, right?
Yeah, again, we're just...
Because you're a fisherman. That's the thing. That's you and Mike are both fishing guys.
Yeah, so that's the thing. You know, I grew up since I was 3 years old fishing. I have, from all aspects, you know, from tying flies and fishing in streams and mammoths since I was a kid, you know, all the way up to fishing giant black marlin at the Great Barrier Reef. So that is, and I have three young sons, so we are out hunting and fishing constantly. That is the way I'm raising my boys. So
good for you.
That's yeah, it
means
the
boys,
world.
How many boys, three kids?
I have three. I have a 15, a 13, and a 9.
All boys.
All boys.
Wow. Good for you. Hey, Luke Burson's on the line. Good morning, Luke.
Morning, up, Keith, Luke? Michael, and boy, are we excited about this show. As some know, I'm pretty deeply involved with CCA. I manage the Orange County chapter, and since the PCS show is in Orange County, we are actively involved with the partnership, and it's just an amazing partnership. Bill has opened his doors to us. He's given us two booths, which I'll talk about here in a second. But the
might have lost Luke there.
Sounds like we have Luke needs to get into a better cell zone.
I can get a little. I'd like to talk a little bit about the CCA stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a board member of CCA Cal.
Oh,
so,
there we got Luke back.
Are you back?
Luke's back.
Back. I don't know what happened. Maybe I need to be in a different location here. Hang on a second. Yeah. Well, we had a little weather last night. We had an inch and a half of rain since midnight, and then lost power.
Crazy.
So,
pouring. Yeah.
And that's in Laguna Niguel, which that shouldn't happen.
Yeah. We didn't get quite that down here. I think it hit a lot more up there for sure than you guys did. Yeah.
So, yeah, tell us more about CCA, Luke.
So, as everyone knows, you know, we are battling this 30-30 initiative. And to be successful, and we're starting to make some inroads, it takes members and it takes money. And thanks to Bill, we're able to do both those things at the PCS show. Actually, it started last year with just a wonderful partnership, and it's even better this year. We're going to have two booths and about 30 volunteers, CCA member volunteers from throughout Southern California. The first booth will be right at the entrance, where we'll be renewing members and taking new members, and I'll get to the package here in a second. But then there's another booth inside.
This is a 2-hour show, Luke, so we need to move on.
Okay. Okay. There's another booth inside where Wayne's giving out things for a spin, but I don't know where it is.
Bill, do you know where the Anaheim building?
Anaheim building.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. So we have a package. It's a great package. For $60, you get a 1-year membership. You get a 1-year subscription to the PCS magazine. You get a tote bag and a whole bunch of goodies.
Wow. That's
plus
awesome.
We also
donated a 1-year subscription to the magazine to that package as well.
Yeah. That's cool. And PCS magazine, great magazine.
Yeah,
I don't know how you have the time to do all this stuff, but it is an amazing magazine. It really is well done.
And it's really simple. You can go online to CCA California, pre-register. That means you walk up to our booth, you tell us your name, we click check you off a list and hand you a bag, and you walk in.
That's awesome.
So it's pretty simple to do this. For $60, CCA wins, you win, and you get in the show quick.
That's awesome.
And the other thing, too, is this is a new battle that we're fighting against 30-30, the California, where they want to shut 30% of the land, 30% of the water down.
Yeah, I don't think
it's a real thing.
Yeah, I don't think there's been a better time to get involved and donate
money.
You've got
to do it.
Yeah, there has never been
a better
time.
You've got to be a part of CCA. You've got to be supporting of CCA. And if you're not, you shouldn't be fishing. That's all there is to it. Yeah.
Hey, Luke, isn't there
one last thing.
Membership? Isn't there a promotion?
Yeah, life membership. We have a special promotion at the show to attract life members that for $1,000, you get a life membership, which gets you into everything. And we've got a package of tackle that makes that $1,000 really easy to do. Come to the booth and talk to us.
Wow.
I like it, Luke.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So I'm a life member. I gave my $1,000. So do I get that tackle package?
No,
you come to the booth and talk to us.
Helped everything out.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. But if you do it at the show, you get that tackle package.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Oh,
and it is an amazing package.
That's great. Well, Luke, thank you for all you do in the whole Orange County group there. Really fantastic group of organizations. You know, there's so many. What makes CCA work is all the different local chapters. And San Diego, Orange County, L.A. County, Riverside, you know, Santa Barbara, Ventura. I know I'm forgetting a few, but there's a lot of great chapters, and it's growing and growing and growing. And, Luke, you guys work so hard at that Orange County chapter, and we sure appreciate all your efforts.
Thank you, and we'll see you at the show.
We'll see you at the show.
Good job, Luke.
All right. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, Dan in Irvine texted. He wants to know about parking.
So parking at the Orange County Fairgrounds is extremely easy. You're going to get off the freeway at Fair Drive if you're coming south there. You're going to make a quick right. You're going to go one block, turn right into the parking lot, and walk right into the show. So parking at the fairgrounds is $12. That is the price to park.
$12. All right.
And we've decided this year we kept our tickets at $15 instead of raising them up. So we're kind of giving everybody the $5 discount there and keeping them at $15.
Very nice.
Kids 12 and under are free, and active duty military with their ID are free as well.
Wow, fantastic. Awesome. So there are going to be a lot of people at this show. Is there going to be enough parking?
Oh, there's nothing. They're used to running the Orange County Fair. I mean, those numbers are – I could dream of those numbers. I'm not going to lie.
So there's plenty of
Oh, rides. Yeah. We'll get you.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. We got catch reports, all kinds of great info coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'd like to invite you to share your passion for outdoor recreation at the 75th anniversary celebration of the Hall Family Shows. Join us at the Bart Hall Show February 16th to 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, and the Bart Hall Show March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, marine accessories, international hunting and fishing lodges, hundreds of seminars, and a full day of real family fun. But while you're at our shows, you need to stop by the Coastal Conservation Association of California to find out what you can do to stop the unnecessary ocean closures within the California 30 and 30 campaign. It will restrict your access to sport fishing in the ocean probably forever. All we want as anglers is a voice in the process. Environmental extremists are shutting us out. Join thousands of other California anglers and become a member of CCA Cal. Check ccacal.org.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at royalstarsportfishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm having a great time here this morning, talking all about the big PCS show. Just lots of fun, and man, it's here. Next weekend, it starts. Thursday, it starts. I mean, it's here.
Were we talking about savages?
Yeah.
Bob Hoos?
Yeah, how about him?
I have a fun story. So Bob Hoos, we were on the a six-pack boat, white sea bass fishing. I finally got the invite to go with his group 1 year.
On the rail time?
On the rail time.
Oh, I've been on that trip.
Yeah,
that's like
Gary Adams.
That's like the special invite.
It's the one.
Oh,
so awesome. I'm so excited. I'm pretty sure that's why I didn't get invited back.
So yeah, maybe I am.
We stopped on a white sea bass spot, and I don't think I had even landed a legal white sea bass, maybe one in my life. And we got on a bite that was so ridiculous, and I broke out the big gear and started just swatting them. And he looked over and he goes, "You know, we're not savages, Bill. The Bob Hoos savage. We're not savages."
You have the perfect Bob Hoos.
Yeah, I'm pretty
I got a new seminar for you. A Bob Hoos imitation.
Oh,
who
savage.
Can do the best? Who can do the best Bob Hoos on the?
That'd be a good contest for the show.
It would be a great contest. Yeah. Speaking of Bob Hoos, Costa is going to be there.
Costa is taking a big area with us. They have a 20-foot spot in the Los Alamitos building. They have a 10-foot spot in the Anaheim building, more toward the freshwater stuff. And then they also have a conservation set up in the front of the show as well. So they're taking a big presence.
Their display is really cool, too, because there's a lot of Costa pros at the booth that will help you find frame that's right for what you're doing. You know, they can all of their glasses are killer, but like if you're going to make the investment in a high dollar pair of glasses, they're going to have people there that are going to see you, help recommend frames that fit your face right, help recommend lenses that fit the type of fishing you're going to be doing right. You know, you just might want a very general purpose pair of shades that you're going to wear for everything, or you might be a very technique specific, I fish freshwater bass and I need clarity and I need color definition. You might be an offshore guy that really wants to cut glare, but have, you know, you want to be able to see a kelp or a breezer better. Like, those guys are really going to help dial you in. And so rather than just, all right, well, these things look okay, you're going to get to talk to somebody that really knows their stuff about glasses and help dial you into the right pair.
And see everyone that they make.
Totally.
Yeah, and sunglasses, that I know years ago, my first trip that somebody had recommended amber lenses in fishing, fly fishing in the streams up in Mammoth.
Uh-huh.
There were so many more fish that we were missing with our dark gray lenses.
Yeah,
totally. I couldn't believe it. We always just all wore dark gray lenses. That's what we had. And then we started messing around with different colors. And, oh, for finding kelps offshore, there's so many different variants.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because dark gray for kelps doesn't work too well.
It's not the best.
Yeah.
It's not the best.
That's what the Costa experts like Bob will show you what is the best for different situations. Overcast, sunny skies.
That's
East
right.
Cape, wherever you're going to be.
Yep.
Yeah.
I still think I talked to Allison. I think she's the better pro than putting you in a pair of glasses.
Yeah.
Like Bob's the right guy fishing wise, but I think Allison's
right. Probably call you a savage.
Yeah.
Savage,
Allison's going to have put me into a pair of glasses.
Yeah. Just when you see Bob, just say you're a savage.
Yeah. Bobby, the right guy to talk to get a good Cuba Libra, but you know, like.
Hey, the phones are packing up. You want to get through? 213-432-1090. Let's jump into the phone.
You got it. Let's talk to Michael. He called us from San Diego this morning. Michael, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi there. Yeah, I have a couple of things. One interesting thing was I was wondering if there's anything like history books on fishing there at the show, or anybody talking about history. My dad used to be on those cane puller boats years ago.
So he was. Question was about the history of fishing. If there's going to be anything there, kind of celebrating the history, old school, that kind of stuff.
So we do have a little bit of that, but something that's happening on Saturday that's extremely exciting for us in the hangar building at the show. There is a giant screen, and we will be previewing Michael Folks' new project, The History of Sport Fishing, all day in that building. So you're going to want to see that. And that's, nobody's seen it.
I was just
going
to say, it's the first time anybody's got to see
it. It is the premiere of it. That's right. It is something
very
special.
And that's going to screen all day long?
It'll be on the giant screen while you're walking around the building.
Day?
On Saturday.
On Saturday.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something
Michael's
special.
Been working on this project for a long time. Yeah.
Ten-part, 10-hour series of everything that is, you know, near and dear to all of our hearts. I mean, sport fishing from the very beginning kind of up through to now, and I know nobody's got a collection and is a historian of sport fishing, you know, that especially out here like Michael. And, I mean, from old long-range captains to original guys to tuna club, like, it's going to be so cool.
And Michael's been the voice of sport fishing for so many years.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
You know, when I growing up, I remember the first time I met him when I joined the industry. I sat across from him at lunch. It was like sitting across from my favorite baseball player,
yeah.
You know. And I said, man, I grew up watching you. And I remember the look on his face. I was like, I'm not that old,
yeah.
Okay?
And Michael's a great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy for sport fishing.
His show was something special. And it definitely set the bar.
Nobody can tell a story through photo and editing like Michael can. He has the ability to really put you, like, you know, when you're watching any of it, whether it was the TV show, I can't wait for this film, like any of the things, like he has the ability to like put you into it just about like nothing else. I can't wait. That's a big feather in your guys' cap.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Michael, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You have a good one?
I do, yeah. This is another great text. Good morning, guys. I've been going to the PCS show since the very beginning, and I'm really looking forward to this year. Bill, I just want to say, awesome catch that you had with your boy, with that big swordfish at 12, and your dad's huge calico. I'm curious if your boy has the calico bass record, and also if you could tell us some of your favorite family catches aboard your boat. That's from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
That's nice.
Oh, that is very nice. Thank you. Yeah, we actually, when the swordfish thing was rocking and rolling in 2019, I grabbed my 12-year-old son from school, and his first day out, we got him a 126-pounder, 119-pounder. I can't remember what it was. But I would say, and somebody may correct me, but I think he's the youngest angler ever to catch a swordfish on the West Coast here.
Wow.
I don't know anybody else. Yeah, and he
so
caught
cool.
it all by himself.
That's cool. And you've done that with your dad, and then talk about the calico thing too.
Yeah, we had my dad actually had an amazing calico bass that we caught. Dad and I were spending some time with Dave Hansen. This was back in, I don't know, a long time ago, and we were fishing a boiler rock in Laguna there. And Dad had hung. We had a rock behind the boat, and Dad kept getting hung up in the rock. And he told us, "Oh no, I've got a bass on." And Dave and I looked at him, and we ended up pulling it out, and it was like a 10.5-pound.
Wow.
10.5-pound bass, and it was the darkest bass I've ever seen. It looked like just a piece of kelp. It was pretty awesome.
Wow. Hey, Bob from Huntington Beach has a question. Good morning, guys. Really looking forward to the show. Will there be booths with hotel resorts for the Baja fishermen at the show?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We have a bunch. We have a whole bunch of the tourism boards down there. Yeah. We have Loretto. We have
Palmas de Cortez
La Paz,
will be there.
We have
Benwarmer
East
Resort.
Cape.
Yeah.
We have
Buena Vista.
Yeah. I mean, it is. We have that covered, I can tell
awesome.
You that. You want to travel to Baja and then Orchid with her, Baja, you know, fishing and hunting, and then all the Cedro stuff. I mean,
yes,
the
Rosie,
Mexico
stuff
is Rosie
ridiculous. Will be there with Cedro Sport Fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to book a trip this year, I would be there.
That's okay. So, by the way, speaking of Rosie and Cedro Sport Fishing, three spots opened up on the Let's Talk hookup trip to Cedro Sport Fishing July 3rd through the 7th.
Oh, wow.
That
cool.
thing's been sold out
yeah.
for months.
It sold out. It was the one that sold out. I think it had either 100% rebook from the previous group. or super close to it. So
yeah,
that was the one that, like, the trip ended and it was already sold out.
Yeah, oh, for sure. So
cool,
if you
cool
want
news.
To go on that Let's Talk hookup trip, three spots opened up. There was a cancellation
awesome.
Problem or something like that happened. So you want to go on that. Go see Rosie at the PCS show and book that trip.
Yeah, totally.
Or one of the other ones.
Well, hey, I want to read another quick text. It says, good morning, guys. I'm wondering, I'm a big-time custom rod builder. Is there going to be any custom rod sections or vendors at your show? That's from JB, Custom Rods and Oceanside.
Oh, man. The custom rod side of the show is huge. You know, Baxton will be there with an absolutely monster booth. They also have a display of a whole bunch of amazing custom rods from all over the world.
And I should mention,
yeah,
in addition to Baxton, there'll be Captain Rallo's Kids at
Sea,
Friends
right.
of Rallo will be giving away
right.
those custom bats and rods
at the show, right?
At the show, yeah.
That is
so
extremely exciting.
There may be a ticket or two left. I know they were almost sold out. There was only 10 tickets left about 3 or 4 days ago. But whatever remains, Captain Rollo Kids at Sea will have a booth at the show. They'll sell the remaining tickets, and then they're going to give away the rods.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we have so much there. I mean, the Fuji guides, we have all the rod makers that are bringing blanks.
I can't believe CalStar.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Right?
The same thing. That's a really big
deal.
I mean, everybody knows the state that CalStar has been and hasn't done any shows for quite some time, and that's
a huge
feather in your cap to have CalStar.
That one's exciting. 310 Rod Works with Darren Doheny. He's bringing a bunch of stuff.
Right.
Island Tackle does a lot with the rod building accessories. So there is a nice little section, a little center there, and then we have American Tackle coming out from the East Coast. They're going to have a nice setup in the building that you're in, Rick.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, I'm pumped. I mean, there's so much cool stuff, and just to have I think that's such a cool part of the show too, is having those big rod manufacturers there. Like, say you're going to the show with the mind of, I want to get my next big bluefin outfit. You get to go to CalStar. You get to go to Seeker. You get to go to Phoenix. You get to go to all those. And, you know, you talk to the people that literally produce the rods. And, you know, I'm wanting to get a new 100-pound outfit. What do you recommend? And then you get to pull on them from all those guys. Then when you get the best information from all the manufacturers, you get to go to one of the retailers and, hey, I'm kind of looking at these rods. What's the deal? What's the price? What's this? I mean, there's no better place to get fully outfitted if you're going to make it. And Big Fish Tackle is an investment. Like, you're going to get to make the most informed purchase you ever could at this show because everyone's there.
Yeah, yeah, and listen to the seminars and listen
to
the
right,
guys.
Totally.
Yeah,
that's right.
For sure.
And those guys that are in the seminars, they all end up back in booths. So you can go and talk
totally.
To these guys. They're there the
after
entire
the seminar.
Time. That's right.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, you want to get through? I have a chance to win 4 tickets to the PCS show this coming Thursday through Sunday at the Orange County Fair and Events Center.
That's right.
Did I get that right?
That is the marketing term that I signed the contract.
Okay. All right. Very good. It's 213-432-1090. I can tell you, maybe 100 texts right now. Your better chance, if you want to win those tickets, is call the number.
No doubt.
213-432-1090. I have another great text here, and it's from Matt. And good morning, guys. Of all of Bill's mentors in life, what is the best advice you've received about fishing? Great question.
Now, that's a really tough one. My dad is probably my biggest mentor in life, and what I've received from him is to be kind to everyone. That's beyond fishing, is be kind to everyone. And that has grown my fishing ability by meeting all of these amazing captains and building relationships all over the world.
Yeah.
You know, guys like Mike Biekert, you know, when I first started in the industry, him and Todd Manser were probably the first two people to actually sit down with me, show me that they wanted me in the industry and actually wanted to hear what I had to say about the new stuff we were learning. So there's been a few guys that have really, really been there from the beginning, and I'm very thankful for that.
That's cool. Two great guys there, Manser and Beek, man.
Yeah.
And Manser's going to be doing some seminars.
So Todd is our, I don't know what you call it. He's the host
of
everything.
Like the MC.
The ringmaster or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
He runs every seminar. He's amazing on the stage. And what's really cool is he's as knowledgeable or more than anybody on the stage. So he's able to pick up where other people can't, and he does such an amazing job for us.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
he does. When we come back, we got another full hour. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's coming soon. The most exciting sports show of the year. The all-new, bigger, and better 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show. March 2nd to the 5th at the O.C. Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all 7 buildings of the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet. Plus, seminars and a free kids trout pond. This year, the PCS show has added freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 2nd to Sunday, March 5th. The 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the O.C. Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
It's Ford Truck Month, San Diego. Time to get up and get into a new Ford F-150. Part of the F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 46 years straight. And here's some big news. There's a great selection of Ford F-150s in stock and ready for delivery today. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer and see all the fantastic offers on America's best-selling trucks that are available during Truck Month. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. Both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Season-long range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy, Kate, and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Hi, I'm Pat McDonald here to tell you that the Hall Shows are back. Bart Hall Shows February 16th through the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and March 29th through April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Share the passion of outdoor recreation as we celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows family fun.